The next thing, number five, is we have to be able to handle objections. Now, the objections are the things that really stop us from moving forward. And we all know them. Now, I've got some friends who are comedians. And comedians, they do things different. They would be talking to a group like this, try to make them laugh, but you would all be drinking or drunk. And you know, as when you drink or you're, you know, you get kind of loose. And you get kind of sarcastic or you get to be wise guy. So they have these hecklers in the audience. And their success will depend on how well they can handle those hecklers. Now here's what every comedian does. They have their own notebook. And they have every heckle that has ever been presented to them in a talk. Every time they get a new one, they say, ah, wow, that's great. I don't know how to answer that. So that gives them something to work on. Because now they can put that in their book and figure out how to answer it. And they have all these heckles. So, and they practice them so well that it looks like, wow, guy's really good. Handle that heckler with no problem whatsoever. Not a hesitation. And that's how they do that. Now it's the same thing with us. We have, if you all went out and got all the objections that you run into, there's 27. And if you looked at all 27 of those, if you merged them all together, there would be exactly 27. You could come up with 27. And if you look down through them, and especially for somebody that's new, you look at that list and say, golly, how am I ever going to sell? Well, every one of those has a solution to it. And you want to be able to have the solution to that. Be able to know how to, like the pros that are doing all the business, they can work their way around those objections like they weren't even there. They can just cut them off at the knees like they're nothing. So we have to be able to practice those objections. What are some of the objections? Let me list you down the top eight just to make sure to know that you're not different than California or New Mexico. I'm happy with my current supplier. That's probably number one. I really don't like your company. We've been doing all right without you. I'm tied up in a supplier contract. You don't carry the items I need. I'm buying from a friend. See me in a couple of months. Business is down. Are those not all the objections? Those are only eight of the 27 that we run into. How do you handle those? Well, you have to have a template that you use. A template that will help you to use the right format and you fill in the blanks. Now, Abraham Lincoln was known as the most persuasive person in the history of our country. He invented a formula for us. If he was an MA right here today, he was going out to one of the restaurants, and the restaurant owner says, Abe, your price is just too high on that ribeye. Here's how Abraham Lincoln would answer. Joe, I really do appreciate you bringing that up. I sure do. You know, a lot of the customers that I was out talking to today, they said the exact same thing when I first presented them with the price. After they realized that the market has somewhat gone up, and not only that, they realized that they don't want to sacrifice any of their quality, they were fine paying this price. So how many do you want? That's how Abraham Lincoln would do it. I think that's pretty smooth, don't you? Now, he actually invented the feel, felt, found formula. Now, you never want to say feel, felt, found, but you want to use that. Understand why. First of all, I appreciate you bringing that up, because if you get an objection, that's something you can work with. What you don't want is indifference. You know, if the guy just says, whatever, you know, I ain't buying for you, that's it. You know, you don't want that. You want the guy to say, well, your price is too high, or you're, you know, something, something, something. That way you have something to work with. Indifference, you know, it's like if one of you guys go buy a Harley, don't tell your wife, you come home, and you say, honey, I just bought a $25,000 Harley. And she says, whatever. You know you got a problem. If she goes over to the counter, starts taking dishes out, throwing them at you, starts beating on you, how are we going to pay for it? See, you got something to work with. So you want that, you know, you want that something to work with. We have to be able to overcome those objections. And I would encourage you, especially if you're new, to take a notebook and write those objections down. And then when you have your district sales meetings, go over them. And then get them down so you really understand how to overcome them. But how does the feel, felt, found work? I understand why you feel that way. Everybody I talked to, they felt the same way until they found out. And, you know, just look at that. Some of these. I'm happy with my current supplier. Well, Joe, I can really appreciate you bringing that up, and I understand why you feel that way. You know, some of the best customers that I have right now, when I first went in to see them, they said the exact same thing. But once they realize that we have all the tools that can help you grow your business. I mean, all the way from a graphic artist to you know, all the different categories. Plus, we're coming up with a new local program where you can buy, you know, local produce. I said, once they discovered all those things, they're my best customers now. So how about, let's take it to the next step. How about the business is down? Yeah, you probably heard that a lot. Well, Joaquin, I really appreciate you bringing it up. I really appreciate you sharing that with me. And, you know, I don't want you to feel like you're alone in that. But, you know, we have some tools that can help you redesign some of your menu items, redesign some of your marketing, maybe even have a new graphic, and we can help you to increase your business. This is a service that goes with every product that I sell. And there's one other thing that goes with every product that I sell that's even more valuable than that, and that's me. I go with every order. If you don't think I can make a difference, just try me. So you see, you can overcome those objections. This is one you might use at home. You go home when your guy's been drinking, wife's upset, say, I think I'll try that, so you'll feel found. honey, I understand why you feel that way. But my first two wives, they felt exactly the same way. Until they found out that they get along without me, so there you go. Say, can I have one of those waters there? Thank you, I appreciate that. So keep that in mind. You know, when you're looking at those objections are opportunities. Those are the things that we really, really want as objections. So we shouldn't be afraid of them. We should say, I got an objection. That's great. All I got to do is get past it. Once you get past about six objections, most people will buy after five objections. So once you get that sixth one, you're almost ready to go. Think about it. You're going to buy a new car. You and your husband or your wife, on the way, you're going to think about at least five reasons you shouldn't buy that car. You're going to say, well, you know, they're calling me right now. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should just hang on to what we got. Well, you know, that payment's going to be bigger. Maybe if you go there and that salesperson doesn't overcome those initial objections, you won't buy the car. So you're going to have them and they have them. And what it is, I need more information. That's what you need when they're giving an objection.